Welcome to Maximum Impact, reaching you from the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church. We enjoin you to open your mind and connect with the Lord as we receive engrafted words. Get ready to be greatly blessed as we join His anointed servant, Pastor Abiodun Aribike.
Come and open our Bible to Romans chapter 10. Let's read from verse 10. Thank you. Romans 10, let's read from verse 10. Give me Amplify Classic, AMPC. Okay, give me New King James then. I prefer AMPC to AMP. For with the heart, one believes unto righteousness. And with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. There are things about faith that work together. You have one part, you don't have the other. It looks incomplete. And one of the pictures is in Romans chapter 10, verse 10. Faith believes with the heart, and then it speaks. The challenge most of us have is that most of the thing we believe in the heart. We don't seek it. Faith is incomplete when it is not spoken. Do you understand what I'm saying? Faith is incomplete if it is not spoken. Look at the battle between Goliath and David. Goliath had his own faith and he was speaking. David did not only believe that God was going to do something. He only also had to face him and speak. But I will talk about that next week. I'll spend time on the faith that speaks next week. I just wanted to know in this service that the challenge some of us have is the fact that we have not been speaking our faith. We have not been speaking our faith. We are afraid of speaking our faith. So faith believes in the heart, and what it believes in the heart, it speaks it. The Bible asks us not to abandon our profession, not to abandon and not to cast aside our confession. To what you believe in your heart, you speak it. Do we understand that? But let's move on a little. Verse 11. I'm going to 17. As the scripture tells us, anyone who trusts in him will never be disgraced. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich. Can we read that part together? For the same Lord over all is rich to all. There is no favoritism with God. You know, sometimes people preach and they want to explain that they have a higher level of grace than everybody. There are levels of grace, but we are all equal in the sight of God. God is rich towards us all. Look at it. The Lord, for the same Lord over all is rich to all who call upon. So God is generous to all who call upon him for a specific thing. He is generous concerning everything we call him for. He gives in abundance. He does more than we can ever imagine. I can make bold to tell you that God always does for us more than we ask him. More than we ask him. More than we ask him. So if you ask God for a cup of water, he gives you a cup of water that is overflowing, because God is rich to all. Let's go with my commentary. Verse 13. For whoever call, remember, God over all is rich to all that call upon him. Can we pause a little? Let's call upon him for something. Let's read verse 13 first. Give me 13. For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Can we take advantage of this? Lift up one swing. Say Jesus. Can I say Jesus? Ask him for a specific thing. Disappoint the scheming of my enemies. Jesus, the same God is Lord over all and is rich towards all that call on him. He is rich towards all that call on him. The Lord is generous. He generously supplies everything we ask him for. Ojo ni timi. Ojo ni timi. Ojo ni timi. Anda ike rikende lebo kuri abakaria gadada. Niketibo kuria gadada na makaria gadada. Rubo kuria na makaria gada. Mande lebo kuria balala. Talk to him, talk to him, talk to him, talk to him. Ege te keria katala. Raba keria katele de de de. Moko te keribo kuria kata. We thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. That word saved there is sozo. Sozo means salvation, it means deliverance, it means healing, it means being made whole. To whoever calls upon him can deliver, whoever calls upon him can be made worthy, whoever calls upon him can prosper, whoever calls upon him can be healed. The word is sozo. Sozo is more than salvation. I ask that the Lord will make you whole. Stretch your hand here. Stretch your hand. Stretch your hand. Every inadequate part of your life, that one area of your life that is making you cry today, let the Lord come into the situation and change that situation in the name of Jesus. If it is a man or a woman causing that pain today, let the Lord change the heart of that person in the name of Jesus. Let there be sozo in your life, sozo in your family, sozo in the work of your hands. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Verse 14, we are going to 17. How then shall they call on him who they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him who they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who bring glad tidings of good news. But they have not obeyed. They have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed our report? Let's read the last part. Let's go. So then, faith comes by hearing, and by hearing. Because they did not believe the report, it did not work for them. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. Now, let's look at this verse. The root of faith is the word of God. The anchor of faith is the word. Let me give you the example that will explain it better. You know, an aircraft pilot does not use what he sees, that screen in front of him that looks like a windscreen, a windshield of a car. It's not what the airport, the pilot uses to fly. Even if he sees through the glass and everything looks clear, the pilot does not depend on that thing he sees. The pilot depends on some, what do we call it? There are some controls, like how your dashboard is. If you enter the plane and look at the cockpit, you see different kind of, what do we call this thing? Sensors, instrumentations there. Even if his pilot sees that the ground is clear, and on that instrumentation, it says the ground is not clear, the pilot does not move by what his eye sees. It is only moved by what those instrumentation says. What's the name of all those things now? I know the radar is up. Oh my God. And I remember the thing before standing up.
Then you understand this where they talk about now. I know one call her meter because people they watch online. I'll use instrumentation. Now, many people have accidents because the pilot could not read clearly what the instruments are saying. Listen to me. Faith is an instrument that the pilot uses, or the word of God is an instrument that the pilot uses. Even if it sees something else by his eyes and it does not agree with the instrumentation, that instrument, the pilot does not believe in his sight. He believes in the instrument. Listen. Now, because of that instrument, even if everywhere is dark, a pilot can still fly by the connection of that instrument. An instruction from the watchtower, control tower, an instruction from the control tower, the pilot can fly at any time, even though his eyes cannot see anything. Sometimes when you are coming into Abuja, everywhere is dark, especially if you fly at night, everywhere is dark. You just see some small light on the runway. If you can pilot a plane by using your physical eyes to look at those lights, you can only land the plane by the instrumentation and instructions from the tower. Do you understand what I'm saying? Now, faith can only land you and take you anywhere when it is only based on the word of God. Like the pilot, some things you see will put into trouble. No matter what you see, you need to come back and see what the word of God is saying by time. Just like the pilot does not believe what it sees and what it feels. He feels, but believes only what he sees on the instrument. You must only believe what you see in the word of God. Do you understand what I'm saying? In fact, I can go and sit down if you understand this. Now, you know, sometimes when you are driving even a car, there are some feelings that make you want to run, make it faster, drive rough, do this. Even when you have that feeling and you cannot look at the instrument, it puts that feeling into check. So even if you have the feeling to get angry, if you have a feeling to move before when you are supposed to move, even if you have a feeling that all things are not working well, look back at the word of God. Isaiah 3:10 says, say unto the righteous, it is well with him. So if everything around me says it is not well, it is not well, it is not well, that is what my sight is seeing. But the Bible says we walk by faith and not by sight. We live our life like a pilot based on the instrument in the aeroplane, not based on what we can see. The word of God in the work of faith is the foundation, is the anchor. It is superior to anything, superior to everything. So in the journey of faith, the people that win are the people that know the word of God. No word, no faith. That's one. Number two thing I want you to say, I want you to understand, is that you cannot believe beyond your knowledge of the word of God. See, sometimes people can share very big testimonies about healing, and you need that kind of healing also. You look at it and say, God did it for him, God will do it for me. That testimony alone cannot move you to healing. Your belief in the word will move you to healing. Even if there is no single testimony about healing anywhere, and you see healing in the word of God, and you believe that word, healing will come for you. Your faith cannot be beyond your knowledge. A lawyer cannot prove a case in court beyond his knowledge of law. Whatever, I've said this, I'm sure I will have said this statement up to 20 times this year. Whatever keeps you away from the word of God is your enemy. You, without faith, you can't please God. And faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. So if you don't have the word, you can't have faith. And you cannot have faith beyond your knowledge of the word of God. Even when the devil came against Jesus spoke the word. He did not say, by my authority as God in human flesh, devil bow. He operated as a human being, as an example for us, that when situation of life come, we should quote the word. So he came and said, it is written. It is written. It is written. It is written. The word is the foundation of our faith. And you cannot believe beyond your knowledge of the word of God. So therefore, listen to me. Therefore, ignorance is an enemy of faith. African says, what you don't know cannot kill you. I'm here to tell you, what you don't know is what is killing you. Ignorance is an enemy of faith. By ignorance, what God has in store for you, because you don't know it, you cannot assess it. You cannot have faith beyond your knowledge, and ignorance is an enemy of faith. So listen to me. There is no faith outside the word of God. Faith outside the word of God is an illegality. Listen to me attentively. There is no faith outside the word of God. Faith outside the word of God is an illegality and will produce nothing. When a lawyer goes to court, he quotes section, subsection, according to constitution, according to something act, according to disability act, according to education act. If the lawyer does not understand it, anything that is done outside the laws of the country, outside the constitution, outside the act, is an illegality in this country. In the spirit realm, anything you do outside the word of God is an illegality. Think about it. So it's almost a criminal offense for you as a believer to operate outside what the word of God says. Don't be like a lawyer that does not understand the constitution. A lawyer that does not know the word. A lawyer that does not know the laws of his country. Why is he a lawyer? A believer that does not know the word of God will be cheated. And everything that believer does outside the word of God is an illegality. And it will produce nothing. Please help me tell somebody, you hear? Please, did you hear me? Wait. Please, did you hear me? Live your life. Remember, operating in the supernatural, living by the word. If you want to have supernatural experience of the hand of God upon your life, you must understand living by the word, living by faith, and faith comes from the word. So, let's move on. Therefore, you need a revelation of the word of God in your heart. See, I've always shared it. There are some things we say in church that you don't have a revelation of. When it comes to issues of work, wealth, money, I think I have a little revelation there. Let me tell you this. You can know God as a deliverer and not have a revelation about God being a deliverer. You know, we come to church, we sing, the Lord, our deliverer. And one day, where those days when we used to travel, we stopped almost maybe 14 years ago, we stopped really traveling. We were traveling. At that time, we've not had any of our daughters. We were traveling. And while we were going, I met like two buses on the road. A bus and a station one girl and me. So we're going together. We crossed the Jeba Bridge. And you know, if you are going to a place like Ilorio Gomosho and you have crossed Jeba Bridge, it's just like 1.5 hours more. And the way you drive is, you know, and my Ayefele was playing very well, enjoying myself. The first car will overtake. The second, you know, when overtake, they will do their hand like this. And then you will follow. We're enjoying ourselves. The first car overtook. The second car did the hand. Mubori wo. Overtook a trailer. As I entered there, a trailer was coming. The car before me scarcely escaped the trailer. A trailer here, it was really escaped. So I was facing the trailer. There's a trailer at this side, and the left side was a ditch. He gave me a revelation of God as a deliverer. See, when it comes to areas that God can deliver you, I have a revelation about it. What did I do? What did I do for this kind of love? I have no essence. I have no meaning, Lord. Some songs will have meaning after some experiences. A revelation. So, what did I do? I removed my leg. My wife is here. Remove my leg from this thing. Remove my hand from the steering. My mom was waiting at home. And you know what? It will not happen without my mom seeing it. I will not talk about that angle. Lift my head up, lift my hand up. The car turned. Trailer here, trailer in front, dish, the car turned. While the car was finishing its turning, the trailer passed and the car went into the bush. And then stopped in the bush. And we look at ourselves. And I put the car in reverse and reverse back, and we went home. We got home, and my mom said, what happened on the road? It's another story. See, if you tell me that God can deliver, I can tell you God can deliver. When it comes for deliverance from us, I can give you many, many. God is a deliverer. Now, you must have a revelation of the word of God concerning that thing you are looking for. You read the word, you meditate on it, you think about it over and over again, and it gives you a revelation. We're waiting for our first, looking for our first daughter. 1 year, 2 years, 3 years passed. And one day, my wife had a revelation about the word somewhere. And he came to me and said, I'm not going to pray about it again. I'm not going to talk about it again. I'm not going to pray about it again. I'm not going to bother about it again, because my God have settled it. Now that year, it was settled. When you come to a revelation, you can be reading the word and it is not revealed. You need a revelation that opens things up to you. You need an understanding that opens things up. Look at it now. Faith comes by hearing. And hearing the word of God. If I tell you, made a cuckoo, what do you mean? Did you hear what I said? You didn't hear made a cuckoo. You did not hear made a cuckoo. Simple now. Church people, don't use your church mind. Did you hear made a cuckoo? Medekuku means, I beg you, please, in an ancient language I will not talk about. You heard that, but did you understand me? Faith comes by understanding the word of God. The word that people hear many times is like medekuku. They heard the sound, they don't have an understanding of it. You need a revelation of the word and understanding of the word for it to produce for you. When faith now has understanding of the word, faith now stands steadfast, unmovable, because faith now knows what God has said. It stands steadfast. Remember, the man having faith is like a pilot. What he's seeing is darkness, but the instrumentation is saying the right things. Based on the instrumentation, it stands steadfast, unmovable. A pilot does not say we have missed the road. When you look at the GPS, he sees where they are. If and when you are in the plane for a long time, you will see the map where you are over Namibia, over this, where you are now. So it is no, he's not moved. Because he has understanding of instrumentation. We thank you. Therefore, faith never confesses the feelings. Faith confesses the word of God. Just like a pilot does not say, I can't see anything. Even though he's seeing nothing, he's only seeing the cloud. He knows by the instrument that he's still on the right path. And he's saying, when he's talking to them at the tower, and they ask him some questions, he will give them some figures, which makes everybody know they are on track. So when you are talking to heaven, they are asking you questions in heaven, you are answering by the word of God, showing that you are still on track. So the pilot does not look at darkness and say, hey, everywhere is dark. He stopped looking at the feelings. He stopped looking at what he's seeing. He starts looking at the word of God. Faith and the word of God go pari passu. Faith never confesses the feelings. Feelings will weaken your faith. If a pilot is moved by the darkness he sees, when he looks down, he will see nothing but clouds. And everywhere dark, say, yeah, where is Nigeria? Hey, where is Nigeria? Oh, he's coming from Lagos. Where is the road to Abuja? He doesn't bother. But he's not bothered by what he sees. He's bothered by what he sees in the instrumentation. I beg you, ma, let the word of God be the only thing that bother you. Businesswoman, customers are not coming. Ewo, there's no ewo. What does the word of God says? You shall remember the Lord your God, for it is him that give you power to get wealth, so that he may establish the covenant. Don't be moved by the number of customers coming or not coming. Be moved by what the word of God says about your business. The Bible says, he that does not work must not eat. You are working. Hunger will not kill you. Customer will still come. Do you understand? That verse I quote was a revelation that gave me my first job. Waiting at home for 3-4 months. Maybe around 3-4 months. Already starting doing business. One day the thing just came to my mind. If a man does not work, he must not eat. And I must not borrow because of a covenant. I went to pray because of a covenant. I must not borrow. I must not beg. I have graduated. I must not live on my parents. I started praying. By that scripture, job came. Why? A revelation of a word produces faith for you. Are we saying in church? You need to know the word. You need to have a revelation of the word. Don't be moved by what you see. Only be moved by what the word of God says. Only. Only. And some of the word are what you hear at your quiet time. They are not specific words in the word of God. What you hear in your quiet time. Look at the testimony given by our sister. Somebody appeared to him in the dream, gave him by her Bible and asked her to write. And came to church. That somebody was still preaching and prayed about Bible and said, write. Where in the Bible was he written that a Bible will be given to your hands and you must write it down. Where? But there are instructions that God gives us per time as we hear His word. Once we put them into practice, one of the things that boosted my faith in church was around the second year of our church. At that time, people know that I love Fanta. Now I've stopped because everybody know I love Fanta, so I stop it before they put something into Fanta for me. I've just finished preaching and I was taking my beloved Fanta. A woman in church came, run and grasped my Fanta. I was too tired to run. That time we were few, so under numbers I was going to run after her. I was too tired to run, so I sat down. Just took the Fanta, went, drink it. Drank the Fanta and then went away. Before then, maybe a month before, we were having a Wednesday service and Pastor Ajala was one ministry. That service, I came late. I was tired, sitting at the back. Then he raised some things and said, if you want a 48-hour miracle, come out, let Pastor pray for you. So I knew that I was just coming from work. This man will not allow me. So I just stood up from the back and I came to the front and I prayed. Three people came to the front and I prayed for them. 48 hours miracle. The following day, this woman picked an appointment later. The second day after that, a member of the church, the family is in church now, was confirmed in the place of work that the confirmation had been outstanding for 6 months. Was confirmed. And the third one, I will not mention that angle. So this lady got that job by that 48-hour miracle. Got that job she has waited for. And now in that place of work, they wanted to do foreign training. And she has only been there for maybe 2-3 months. And they said, you have not been confirmed. How will you go for foreign training? I don't know where he heard the word or he provoked faith himself. He said, that pastor that likes drinking Fanta, if I drink his Fanta, I will go on foreign trip. He did not tell me anything. She just grabbed my Fanta and took it away and drank the Fanta and came back to church to testify. Her name was put in the foreign trip. It has never ever happened in the office before. By that faith. I did not come after then and say, if you want to go abroad, come and drink pastor's Fanta. That is how some people build doctrines on one experience. And mind you, you run after my Fanta, I'll stop you. But what am I saying? I'm saying sometimes you hear a word, a voice that says, do this, do this, do this, do this. That is, and if you are sure is the word of God, apart from what is written, the one you heard that you are sure of, do it. It will work for you. Faith only comes when it is based on the word of God. Let me close with this and tell you this, please. Do not take a stand against the word of God. Do not take an opposing side to the word of God. The word of God is like a moving locomotive. It will crush you. If God says forgive, don't take a position against forgiveness. Don't take a side, a position, a stand against the word of God. By the word, the heaven and earth were created. By the word, you yourself were created. Don't take a stand against the word of God. Listen, we do not deny the symptoms. We only elevate the word of God above the symptoms. Do you understand what I'm talking about? We do not deny the symptom. We look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. We just decide, we are not looking at this, I am looking at this. And you become what you focus on. We choose not to complain. Not because we are not going through pain. We choose not to complain. Because the word of God asks us not to complain. And the word of God is superior to what we are going through. don't take a stand against the word of God. So faith in the word of God recognizes the fact. It ignores the fact and focuses on the truth of the word of God. Faith recognizes the fact, but it ignores the fact and now focuses on the truth of the word of God. You need the word. You need the word of God to be your focus. Acts 27:25. The word. The word. The word. The word. Look at what Paul said. And maybe is it 2 weeks or 3 weeks of darkness, of being tossed up and down, even though they warned them, they did not listen. And the angel of God spoke to him. And he said, therefore, take heart, men. Let's reach God. Want to go? Therefore, take heart, men. Instead of that, men, say TCI. Let's go. Therefore, take heart, TCI. For I believe God that it will be just as it was told me. He didn't get it from the Old Testament. It wasn't the written word. A word was spoken to him. And he said, I believe God. I believe God. I believe God. It will be just as it was told me. That is faith. 2 Chronicles 20:20. You need to believe the prophetic word. Believe the written word. Believe the prophetic word. So they rose early in the morning and went into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went out, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Israel, O Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord, your God, and you shall be established. Believe his prophet. Believe the prophetic word. Believe the prophetic word. Believe the words of prophecy. And you shall prosper. Stretch forth your hand. Stretch forth your hand. By the word, let there be an elevation for you. Lord, we put our trust in your word. We put our hope in your word. We hang on your word. Our anchor is on your word. By this word, let there be a delivery of your heart desire. Everything that God has told you that has not come to pass, by faith in that word that was spoken to you, today let there be a delivery for you. In the name of Jesus. Lift your two hands up, say, it shall be to me according to what the word of God has said. Can you pray for us? Let's say, let it be unto me. Luke 1:45. Let it be unto me according to what the word of God has said. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Look at the screen and let's reach God. Especially women. Because it's one of the few verses where you see she, not he. So this is a very good scripture for us to pray. Can we reach God? I want to go. Blessed is she who believed. For there will be a fulfillment of those things which were told her. What has the Lord spoken concerning you? Lift your hands up. Say, Lord, I believe your word. Let there be a performance. Let there be a fulfillment. I believe your word. Let there be a fulfillment. Let there be a fulfillment. I believe your word. Blessed is she that believes. There shall be a fulfillment. You will not be put to shame. You will not be disgraced. You will not be put to shame. You will not be disgraced. Every trap the enemy has set, you are jumping it over. The Lord is making you. As you follow, He's making you. He's making a way for you where there seems to be no way. Every yoke of stagnancy is broken in your life. Blessed is she that believes. Let it be unto you according to your belief. According to your faith. According to your belief. Any word in your life that looks as if it's delaying, let there be a fulfillment of that word for you according to your belief. In the name of Jesus. Anyone whose faith is weak here, anyone whose faith is weak because of any kind of delay, I ask that the Lord will strengthen your faith in the name of Jesus. Together, we join faith together. He said, if two of you shall agree concerning anything, it shall be done. We join faith together in the word that says, blessed is he that believes. There shall be a performance. No matter your level of faith, we join our faith together. And now our faith is strong. We agree together and we bring them together. Now we decree and it comes to pass. Let there be a performance. Let there be a fulfillment of everything that we believe. In the name of Jesus, we give you all the glory. Tell him thank you. Just thank him. Thank him. Thank him. There is a performance. Thank him. Say, there is a performance. I give you all the glory. I bless your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. And the church said,
thank you for sharing the moment with us. We hope you have been blessed. And we look forward to hearing from you. You can reach us via WhatsApp, SMS, or calls on 090-1137-1118. You can visit or worship with us at the Citadel of Impact, New Estate Baptist Church, behind Silver Mall, near Sakale Bus Stop, Buhari Expressway, Duse Alaji, Abuja. Or join us on Facebook and YouTube at NEBC Duse Abuja, on Instagram at TCI_Abuja, or MixLR audio channel at TCI-Abuja. Our worship time is 7:30 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays, and on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Till we come your way again, stay blessed and stay safe. Grace to you.